I'm really sick to begin with, and this has made me, like, on the edge. My teeth are floating. Please tell me what happened.
Well, he knows all about the, as far as he knows, they're in the process of getting the attorneys and all that. But that's not really why he called, although I suspect it's partially related.
Okay. Oh, please, Michael.
He's wondering... And I'm not sure where... I don't recall this conversation that he referenced.
Uh-huh. Between you and he?
Yeah. Because he made it sound like recently, but... Unless I said it in passing, because I say certain things to people in passing. I just say it.
Yeah.
Because I'm conditioned to say it. But I know we had this conversation a year ago.
Uh-huh.
He's wanting to know if, indeed, because of a conversation we had...
Far back.
Unless I said it in passing.
That's okay, I understand. That's, we all do.
Or you, would you be interested in pleading guilty to a misdemeanor?
I'm going to reference something for you.
Yeah.
Conversation, you and I, March 24th last year. Aren't you impressed? Between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a little help with this one. Because it just so happens that that was the time period between about January 22nd and March 24th, where I only had one appointment with you during that slightly over
right.
2 month period. And then the only other time I saw you was like in the hallway when I was using the conference room to make calls. And we
right.
A few times we
I
spoke
remember
for 38 seconds.
I had a gun trial in Chautauqua County.
Right. You were at the beginning of March. You had a trial. And one of the things that really hugely upset me was that I was put in with the law clerks,
right.
The female ones and the male ones. And after I spilled my guts completely, including to the one law clerk whose family knows people at the History Museum,
right.
That nobody bothered to say, do you have any connection to him before he spilled his guts to you? And so as soon as I spill my guts completely to these four complete strangers, now your firm is saying you can't use the law clerks on this case. Because that's what Claire told me twice.
Mm-hmm.
I was even careful to specifically say, you mean they don't want to work on it? No. We were told we're not allowed to use them anymore.
Right.
Okay? So... I specifically remember this is all going on in that February-March period because I was with the male ones exactly during the week you were on trial because I remember them telling me. We were in the conference room I would use sometimes to try and make phone calls. And I don't remember their names, I'm sorry. One was Caucasian, one was more beige. But anyway, the one said to me, oh, because we don't know if we'll see Mr. Deal today because he's on trial. I know it was that first week of March. But when I saw you, and that's why it's so memorable to me, is because I wasn't seeing you repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
March 24th, you had said to me, do you want me to field this to him that maybe you had asked me a few times, would you be interested in a plea and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then it had been a while. And you said, you know, I can always ask if they might be willing to do this as a misdemeanor.
Right.
And I guarantee you, somewhere in the, I don't know if that one was like broadcast to an internet account or on a tape or whatever, that conversation between you and I. Because I keep my copy so I can make notes and stuff.
An internet account?
Well, broadcast. You and I broadcast to an internet account because I don't always have tapes.
Oh.
So sometimes instead of a tape.
Right.
Yeah, I don't mean so Paris Hilton can listen
right.
to it. But I mean just because I don't have a way to record
mm-hmm.
other than tapes or that. So I can go back and listen. But because we'd only had one appointment between the day after Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Day was a Monday. It's the only time I've been spectacularly late for an appointment because I didn't know they were running the buses as a Sunday timetable.
Right.
That's the day the woman spat at me at the bus stop. That was, so we had a conference on Martin Luther King Day. The day after was the day about my alleged violation crap. January 21st or 22nd, it
okay.
was in there. I see you only one other time for an appointment between then and March 24th.
Mm-hmm.
March 24th, I'm sitting with you, and somewhere in that conversation, as it's the first one I've had for a while with you,
right.
and you say, you know, I don't know if they'd go for it, da-da-da, but, you know, would he go for a misdemeanor? I mean, what if I asked them, would you, you know? And I said, well, you can ask. Now, as far as I know, and I guarantee you, I can't tell you the date, but somewhere between March 24th and, say, the end of May, that 2 month period, you asked.
Okay.
And he was like,
I have a recollection of that. That's why I say, this was an old conversation.
And I know why I remember approximately the time period, because it was April, last week of April, first week of May, that I met Lou Barone for the first time. And he went in May. The money got approved for him in April. You requested it in April, like at the beginning of the month, and you got it approved before the end of the month. It was like less than 3 weeks. We saw him in that same conference room, and he goes, and he was there the two times and then a third time. But the two times were like May. And it was in that zone of time between your trial and him, us talking to him and him going and all that is May, where from March 24th when you, and I said, well, you can ask. I mean, you can ask, but for the record, you tell him that my client is, if you speak to him, my client's adamant, he won't take a parking ticket. That's actually what I said, because I use that expression. And I said, my client's adamant he didn't do this, and he's not going to take a parking ticket. So, but somewhere between March 24th